I want to begin by thanking again Rabbi Nachmani and the whole mishpacha. This week is his father's yahrzeit, Rabbi Avi Noam, and this whole series of shiurim for many years is being sponsored by the mishpacha, by Rabbi, and the Shomer Shavu Ali and the whole family. Only simcha, nachas, and bracha. Also, the parnos of the week is Sheldon Shabsi and Rachel Lerner. Zeichen Nishmas, Rachel's father, Pardagi ben Avram, Shom Shavon Aliyah, and the Parnas of the month is Chaim and Daniela Weider, that Shchus Refuah Shleima for Daniela Tzipor, Bas Dina, Shemseves Tavis, and also the Hershkovich family, Leul Nishmas, Moshe ben Yehuda Leib, and Shom Shavon Aliyah, Simcha Nachas and Brachel Kulanu. Okay, let's learn. Let's skip a little bit. I was talking about this. We were learning before Yontov the Inyan of Yesod as it applies to the one's Seder HaLimud in learning. And he just uses another mashal, but I want to move forward because we need to get to this, to the part that begins to focus more on Kedushas HaBris. So you should have received, Moshe David sent last night, Ois Hey, where it says Hey, Midas Yesod His Kashrus. You should have that. Midas Yesod His Kashrus. Okay, let's learn. What we've been learning about the past few weeks, months, is that the Inyan of Kedushas HaBris is only the last stage of the culmination of the work that a Jew does in this midah of Yesod. And to understand what Yesod is, it's not just this subject of Yosef HaTzadik and Kedushas HaBris, it's the Iki Yesod of a man in this world, of each and every one of us in this world. Kedushas HaBris is the culmination, but what's the avoda of Midas Yesod is what we're talking about. Bariches. So up to Osei. Hinin is Borsha Midas Yesod Mahusi He is Kashvas B'Midas. She's a pol koach ha'hayloda v'hashpar. We've learned that Yesod is all of the midas coming together, like the person who's working on building a neighborhood, building a community, or somebody, the Talmud Chacham, we were learning about a person who wants to build his Yiddishkeit, wants to build his Seder Hayom. All of the midas coming together so that the person will be able to give birth in order that everything is mesudar and that he's able to be mashpia. Sheyira teitzos mevarachas b'maisav al pi midaisav. So that all of the midas of chesed, gevurah, tiferes, and so on, that all of them should be able to work together and to bring into the world what this person needs to bring into the world, both in terms of his parnasa. Everything about parnasa has to do with Yesod. All that we've been talking about applies just as much to Kedushas HaBris and to parnasa, taking care of the family, everything in a person's life, so that they'll be tachlis. Kamo chein nesbor shemipulas midas yesodi yosodim yesodi b'chol inyanav v'lo shidchi. To be a person who is yesodi, thank you, who is yesodi, and not shidchi, not superficial. The next page samach dal ato, hova novel he konas the traklin. Levera b'yesa says, "Come of a kam in yonim ba'avoda, asher rak adam sheish bo midas yisod, she has kashvus amitis hu yala b'harasham." Now we're going to talk about, leading up to the midah of kedusha, different areas of a person's life where we need to work very, very hard to apply this midah of yisod, which is hiskashvus amitis hu yala b'harasham hu yokim b'mkom kodesh. Okay, adam sheish lo midas yisod, yesh lo toelas gedola b'torah she yuchal lumad ulhasmed b'limuda. Coming back to learning and how the midah of Yesod is so important when it comes to, all of us want very, very much to learn Torah. Each one here, every one of us here we love learning, we want to learn, we want to succeed in learning. And each person has different areas of Torah that you feel more connected to or less connected to, but we all share the common goal of wanting to grow in our learning of Torah. Hu yatzliya gam b'avodah shebelev zu tefillah. And all of us want to be matzliach in our davening. We want to be able to daven. And all of us want to be better people. to have better midas. So we want these three areas of our life, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, that's the Mishnah. We want these three areas to be better. Our learning, our davening, and our tikkun hamidos, and adam lechaveiro. V'chein b'chol inyonim sheyasek b'avodas Hashem. Avlim chosel hamidos hayesod. But if a person is missing this midah of yesod, v'ish mefuzar u'mufarvad, and he is divided and dispersed, he's a person that is not yesodi, v'lo yesodi, yiyah adov anikah heter b'chol inyonim. That comes out in everything. It comes out in learning, it comes out in davening, it comes out in olam chaveru, it comes out with parnos, it comes out with everything. And even though a person has received wonderful things from his rebbein, wonderful things from his teachers, who lo yiskadim, years go by and this person still is not changing, is not progressing. Lo yigil shum makom b'avodah. A person can look at himself, he's the same Jew that he's when he's 40, as he was when he was 20. He's the same person, the same, essentially the same Jew, the same anger, the same laziness, the same the same inconsistency when it comes to learning, when it comes to davening, not being able to concentrate. Look at yourself from 40, 50, 60 years old. Sometimes it's even not as good as it used to be. The trademark of a person who is weak or is lacking in this midah of yesod is that who yeshar tamid oisa adam. He remains the same person. He's the same person. I've shared with you over the years hundreds of times that conversation. I've had this more than once with somebody who, this particular situation that always comes to my mind is that there was a guy that was just horrible the way that he was carrying on in his house with his wife and his kids, with his anger and losing it all the time, and the wife came to me crying, and she asked me if I could talk to him, and I spoke to him, and he said, look, that's who I am, and then he filled me in. Not only is that who I am, but I actioned this also because my father was also treated my mother the same way. My mother, he said, is the sweetest, nicest person in the world. My father treated her like dirt, and I said to him, that's what he said to me. I said, you want to finish the paragraph, or should I finish the paragraph? Like, who's going to finish this paragraph? So therefore, this is the mahalach in the family. Like, so you yash and the anger, and also your wife. Oh, my wife is the best. So she is fine. So you also have a mazel that like your father, and now you're going to do this, and it's going to continue on. So do you want to stop it? He says, I can't. That's who I am. That's the trademark. Like, this guy was very straight. You know, most people will fumble around. You know, oh, my wife's exaggerating. It's not exactly. I mean, he did a little bit of that also, but it's not exactly. The trademark of the person who is missing this midah of Yesod is that he remains essentially the Zelda match. Now, look, we all remain. Hashem created each one of us with certain tipusim. There's a Rachel type, there's a Leah, there's a Yosef, there's a Yehuda. And even in the world of Yosef and Yehuda, there are different tipusim that we've spoken about, a little bit of Tohu and Tikkun. There are different neshamas. There are different neshamas. But within each of those worlds, there are tikkun that we were sent into this world to make. And a person watches the years go by, and he's essentially the same person that he was 20, 30, 40 years ago. It means Mashul Obeseder. We were sent to fix things, each person. Yosef, a Jew that comes from the world of Yosef Tzadik, was not created to become a Jew of Mashiach ben David. He's a Mashiach ben Yosef Yid. That's not his tachlis, but his tachlis is that in the world of Mashiach ben Yosef, or in that world of Mashiach ben David, in the world of Rachel, in the world of Leah, he has to be the best Rachel Jew and the best Leah Jew, and to make improvements, not to be somebody else. But in the world that you're in, what's happened to you, you're the same person. And the years go by, and you see, what's the tachlis? What have I been doing? What have I accomplished in my life? And all of this is because of what we're going to be learning now. The missing avoda in this midah of yesod. lo b'torv, lo b'tfila. There was no hiskashvus. There was no yisod, not in learning, not in davening, lo b'sharin yoni havayna. V'asiv l'kach dini odem she yikabot simon. So you have a person that he has a simon. He's somon avshi l'lokim l'kalachai. This is a person that has a strong desire to be an Ovid Hashem. Shetzorach leos Ovid Hashem. He feels that he wants very, very badly to be an Ovid Hashem. L'spalo k'debo, he wants to daven the right way. Shashabbos yeh merumam b'hagoshes me'ein olam haba, he wants the Shabbos to be me'ein olam haba. V'litoim k'tzas v'liyashayach l'kol ma'ashakos v'zifrei chassidus. And he wants to taste something, at least of what it says in the Svarim. Shedibro eleno v'gilonam ma'hoid yikar teferes k'delosa. Where the Svarim teaches us the greatness of Shabbos, he wants to at least have a time of Shabbos. This person has a certain simon to experience all of these things in his Yiddishkeit. He sees that there are Jews that are like this, even in our generation, that are on fire with Shabbos, and with learning, and with davening. He wants to be such a person. And not only that, this person has learned a lot. He spent a lot of time learning. He went to yeshivas, and he's learned a lot, whatever, or on his own. He's learned a lot, but he feels that he's still not an Oyvan Hashem. He's not an Oyvan Hashem. And he brings there's a very beautiful Torah from the Alter Rebbe that he just mentions over here. I'm not going to go into it now because he just mentions it sort of in passing. But he feels that he's learned a lot of Torah and he spent a lot of time in learning, but he's not an Ovid Hashem. And he's been davening his whole life, but he's not an Ovid Hashem. And he wants to be an Ovid Hashem. Hu yachlish et tzorach, after the brackets, hu yachlish et tzorach, lirchash la'atzma svarma ha'medarim b'inyin ha'musim shet tzayra. So now, he's come to this decision in life that it's already enough. I've been learning my whole life, I'm doubting my whole life, but I'm not really an Ovid Hashem. And he goes to the Svarim store, and he picks up a bunch of Svarim on this Inyan of Avaida. Could be he got this one. He got a whole bunch of Svarim on Avaida. V'gam shahasef yadabei lov. And he also has found that there are particular Svarim that he relates to, that he enjoys. Echad Yilmud Agud Dekala, one person likes Agud Dekala, the other one's Bemaim Chaim, and so on. Yeshu Devermes, whatever, Siddur Shal Shabbos, each person, whatever he's drawn to, a certain Sefer. L'famim gam yizbainin shim Yilmud kishila atzmo liyashpil of halimu kolkach. He also has noticed that when he learns by himself, it doesn't have such a hashpa on him. So what does he do? So as yikve lilmoidim chavar toiv pam sholosh pamam b'shavuhi, so he sets up a chavusa to learn one of these Svarim, and avaydus Hashem. He's all excited. He's going to learn now Bnei Soskar. He's going to learn Tanya. Whatever it is, he makes a strong chavrusa with a good guy. Or he gets together and he has a chavra. There's a chabura, shemis asrim, yizman lizman. He becomes part of a fantastic chavra of guys that they get together, yizman lizman, ledaber bein yoni chasidis. They talk over in yonim of chasidis and so on. Oshemishtatev b'shiurim bein yoni havayda. He goes to shiurim. So he's all set up. He got the Svarim that he likes. He's got a chavrus that he likes. He's part of a chabura that he likes. He goes to a shir that he enjoys, and it's all because he wants to be an Ovid Hashem. He wants to be an Ovid Hashem. That was his decision. He wants to be an Ovid Hashem. Al kapanim u'pol b'kol minei ofanim ha'garmim la'adam shi'isram. He's doing everything by the books that based upon the life that he's now leading, this guy should be within the next couple of years, should be a big Ovid. She says, "Ain't a dover pasha v'kal," and it's not easy. As I yukabel ashkofa chadosh al kamin yonim, through his learning the svar makdashim and going to the shiurim and being part of shishchabura, he's going to have a whole new outlook on many things in life that he never knew before. V'yedus is a tachlis abria, and now he's going to be filled with the excitement that finally, after all of my years of being in yeshiva and all of the years of learning, I never really fully understood what's the tachlis of creation and why was I put into this world. And now he's on fire with this new understanding that he has. Shekol abria yavdus Hashem bedveikus behave b'yira. And now he realizes that all of my life I never knew this, they didn't teach me this, and now I have been learning this, and now I understand that the tachlis of my being in this world is to serve Hashem dveikus and ahave and yira. Hugam yikabel hashkofesh tzarech lishbor k'tzas in yoni haguf. And through his learning, he's also picked up that in order to become such a person that is dovak Hashem, you have to break some of the inyan of the guf. We're learning that in the Erev Shabbos. In the Erev Shabbos, v'yam dekecha, we're just talking about that with achila. We're learning the inyan of achila, of eating. And he learns that I have to be in this milchama against the guf, against some of the taibas of the guf. Kadesh Yigil is in order to become a Jew that's dovak Hashem, that's a real avid Hashem, I have to break some of my old habits with eating and other things with their taivas. Shigas Zaguf, La Yimna, Ba'adu Milalas Ba Hashem, Kasof Kasof. All this from telling me that my guf is not refined, it's gonna be in the way of my going up this mountain and climbing higher and higher. My guf is gonna be in the way. Bechain Shitzarh, Lishanas Kamaher Galim, Vitivyus Shalai. He's gonna have to change. He knows that he has to change certain habits. Because he wants to get to that place. He wants to get to the top of the mountain. He wants to get there. And he's obviously very serious. He's changed his whole life. His learning is what he does. He's changed everything. Since he made up his mind, this is what he wants to do. And in order to do this, he is prepared to perform major surgery on himself. To reach his goal, to be part of that world of Oivde Hashem with all of his strength. Next page, Samachay. Despite all of the challenges along the way, so he made up his mind, and everything is ready, and he now is prepared to carry out everything he decided to do to make this change in life. Omdom in the kudazu, yechiluk otzum, ben mishi eshlo midas eskashus, or ben mishi choslo midazu. Now, let's take this to the next step. We're going to see two people, Reuven and Shimon. One of them is a person who is a bal yisoid. He's a person that works on this midah of yisod. And the other person is somebody that's not yisodi. So let's see the difference. She'im yesh lo mida zu, if a person has this mida of yisod, yiskasher heiter b'chol nimei nafsho ala sefer shehischil lemod. If he decided that he's going to learn, let's say he decides he's going to learn Tanya, or he's going to learn Be'er Chaim, he becomes mekusha to Tanya. Or he becomes mekusha to Be'er Chaim, and he becomes a Be'er Chaim yid. He becomes a Tanya yid. And to understand Tanya, and to work his way through it, and to look at the Mefarshim on Tanya, and to listen to Shiurim and tapes, and then to learn every parak of Tanya, and to write notes, and to what he could work on through that parak in Tanya, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. This is what the Alter Rebbe is telling. These are the three points I'm taking out of this parak of Tanya. And he looks at these notes, and he's trying to figure out, how can I live this week more with the parak that I just learned in Tanya? Or if you learn the Lakuta Maran, and you go through the Eitzis, and the Tfilis, and his Hezbardus, and all that Rabbi Nachman is saying, what to do with this Torah, and you look in the Sipurei Maisis, and then you become Makusha to live with that Torah. If you're learning the first Torah, Lakuta Maran, you become Makusha to that world of the first Torah, and Lakuta Maran, and you live in it. And this person of Yisod feels that my whole Chiyas, my whole existence, the Alter Rebbe is talking about here in this parak of Tanya, my life. Rebbe Nachman is talking about my life. The Rebbe Nachman is talking about who I am. My whole existence is in this parak. Or she is kasher ala chavrusa, or ashir, or achevra, shiroi behem to'elis abadosa, and you become mekusha to that chavrusa that you're learning it with. You become part of that chabura. Not that you show up every now and then. You become mamish mekusha to that chevra. And you become part of that chabur, not some place that you go every now and then. You daven every 2 weeks, so you meet them once a month, and you walk in. You become mamish mekusha to that chabur. So you know what happens to this guy? This Reuven, this Yisod, this person of Yisod, he has a spilus from everything he's learning. He goes out of his kelim when he's learning this parak of Tanya. He's not jumping around to other svarim. He's not looking at different prakim in Tanya. He's living in this parak of Tanya, and he's or whatever that sefer is, and he's in this in this inyan. He has silence from this that he's learning. V'yirushiyesh derech slula lagiel alos el har Hashem. And in this parak of Tanya, not that he's waiting to see if it has a good ending, you know, to look ahead the next 10th parakim. In this parak of Tanya, he's looking to see a pathway of how this parak of Tanya, Dalt Rebbe, showed me a way lalos el har Hashem. Miyal bar Hashem. That the Baal Tanya is taking me by my hand and he's walking with me up this mountain that I want. I want to go up this mountain. And in this parak right now, and other people say, really, this parak is not from the most exciting parakim of Tanya. You know, it's not there. The more geshmaka parakim later on, he doesn't hear any of this stuff. He is right now living in this parak of Tanya. And in this parak of Tanya, he feels that Alter Rebbe is talking to him and holding him and working with him. La'alos al harasha. It's not because something is missing in the Sefer. It's not because this is not the best parak of the Sefer. If there's anything that's wrong, it's I have to be mischazik and to strengthen myself, to concentrate, and to be focused, and to go, to move. Yesh or godel, shu orev or mosak lakol. When you see a person who is in the midah of Yesod, and he's being ma'ariv sedra, when he's learning Chumash Rashi, you see that he has a geshmak from every Rashi. He's like in every Rashi, he feels this gewaldig. He's waiting for an interesting Rashi. He's in every Rashi. He's in every Rashi. And if he doesn't understand it, he'll work at it to understand what Rashi is saying. And he feels is my obligation in life. This is what I was sent here to do. So that's a person with me, this Ayesod. Of Misha ain't lo midas his kashrus. Now we have to of course learn how to mechazik ourselves. But a person who naturally does not have this mid of his kashrus, yovel lashir in my pelophon biyad. The first thing is the guy that's not holding by midas yisod, he has his phone in his hand. Not always, but it's one of the simonim. He's got the phone. Yovel lashir in my pelophon biyad. He comes to the shir with the phone. Vad harega achron yidaber pelephone. Until the shia starts, right till the shia starts, he's on the phone. And he'll say, okay, I gotta go. You ever hear those words? I gotta go. But he's on the phone till the shia starts, I gotta go. Or texting, I gotta go. My shia is starting, I gotta go. No achanas. No inyan of preparing, no inyan of breathing, of getting ready for something that's important to him. I gotta go. So even after he puts the phone in his pocket. He's just in the middle of this call. So when so even though now the phone's in the pocket, so his head's not completely in the Tanya. It's not completely in the Sefer. He's still holding by this, I gotta go. He's still in that place. And the same guy, now that he's not looking at his phone, if he already put it completely on silence, not to vibrate, but on silence, he's not looking at his phone, but he's looking at his watch. Now it's watch time. So now he's looking at his watch. Kamazman yeshod. How much longer? Even if it's a good shiur, he's got his watch. Then he starts to feel like it's a little bit warm in the room. Feels like it's a little bit warm. Okar midai. You know, it's funny. It's a little bit funny because, you know, they should make it another 3 or 4 degrees in here. It's a little bit chilly. No, you feel it's a little bit chilly. Should make it a little bit warmer now in the room. So he's sitting through the whole shiur. He's not there. There's no v'heyesham. In between, there is, but even while he's sitting there, he's noticing the temperature. He's thinking still about the phone call, or that he has to make the phone call back. He's looking to see what time it is. He remembers, oh, I have to go with my wife and kids here. I have to do this. And the second he walks away from the shir, like it never happened. He doesn't walk out from the shir and take a walk around the block and think about what he learned, or to think about in that chavrusa, like what's the inyan, or to concentrate afterwards, to spend some time on it. The second this year is over, the chavrus is done. Bye bye. He's back. Okay, yeah, yeah, I finished. Yeah, no, I'm okay, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I finished. I'm okay. I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. Let's circle back. So the shiur was there. And the guy loves the shiur. It's not that he doesn't. He's going on his own. It's not in school. We're not talking about a kid. He's an adult. He's only at the shiur because no one's making him go. He's an adult. He's going to the shiur. He's not in school. School, you can understand all this. He's an adult. Also, inconsistency. Understand. Sometimes he says, "Me." Always has something besides COVID-19. He always has something. I read by Mistarim, like it says in Mishlei, that I wanted to come. What can I do? There was a line on the street. Shlomo Melech is making fun of these kinds of people. That he didn't make it. Why? Because there was a line. No, no. There's always an explanation. This guy always has. I don't know if any of we're learning how it resonates with anybody here, but there's always an Indian that just came up, an urgency, an emergency, whatever it is. There's always something. So gam habe pamim yachsim hashir. So a lot of times he misses the shir, or he misses the chavusa, he comes late to chavusa. And this very same guy is looking back after a year of learning, and he doesn't understand. Like, why am I not that Oved Hashem? How come I'm not an Oved Hashem? How come the Tanya hasn't changed me? Must be something that's wrong with the Baal Tanya. I heard such good things about him. I don't know. Rabbi Nachman, I thought he was such a big tzaddik. How come he can't help a guy like me? I heard that it's ancient yesh boilam klal, and I'm not misyayish. I learn Likud Imran. I have a Likud Imran shir I go to. I have a chavusa. So how come I'm not? How come I don't feel any change in me? I don't feel that anything's happened. And it's the same thing with Gemara Mishnayos. It's the same thing. It's supposed to be such a magid shir. I go to the best daf in town. I don't know. I don't find that I'm such a that I became such a masmid or that I want to learn more than I used to. I go for the daf. After the daf, I'm done. I did my quota for the day. I'm finished. I don't feel like I have to learn in between this or doing that to try to chop a little bit of a Mishnah. I don't feel anything like that. Lo polu atzla. Didn't change him. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Hariya tshuva brewer. Now all this ties into Kedushas HaBris in a very, very deep way. Hariya tshuva brewer. The answer is very obvious. There was no hiskashas. He wasn't makusha to the shiur. He went. He wasn't makusha to the tanya. He wasn't makusha to the chavrusa. He wasn't makusha to the shul. You see how it is now. We talk about this all the time in from neighborhoods. That's why in many ways it's so much easier to be a Jew if you live in a town where there's like one shul. Because when you live where there are shuls all over the place, you know how it is. I mean, in different, this Shachos here, Shabbos there, Musaf here, Neilah there. So. There's no Iskashas. There's no Iskashas. For people that they're davening every day in a different shul, in a different place, and a mincha, Shachos, there's no Iskashas. That's a simen muvhak. For when you see a person that davens all the time in different places, simen muvhak. Muvhak. And he always has an explanation why. You don't understand, because here, it's 2 minutes, I got the train. Over there, this guy, Davin said, oh, he takes the Omer all the time, I can't stand it. This other place, I find that it's too hot, there's always too cold. This place, the chairs, hard. This place, the chairs, this place, I have no chair. It's always something. Why? He's got revolving situations with his Yiddish guy. Revolving situations. Always. And it affects everything. It's the same problem when it comes to how he is with Kedusha, how he is with his eyes, how he is with his ears, with his mouth. It's a certain problem of his kashrus. You talk to him, he's not makushit to you. He's not makushit to you. It's without his kashrus. His eyes are moving. Checks his phone, he's talking. He's not makushit. You're talking, I'm talking to you. He's not makushit to you. There's no iskashas. Again, that's very extreme. I mean, there are all different madrigas of lacking in this. Doesn't mean this is, just to understand, you use a very extreme example. But it's not his kashas. It's not his kashas. Va'av shebegufa ha'yishan, even though physically he was there, ava moicha v'libo, but his mind and his heart, v'kol chushav lo ha'yishan, his brain, his heart, lo ha'yishan. They weren't really there. He's like that in his marriage. He's like that with his kids. He's like that with his learning. He's like that with his davening. He's not anywhere as a Luftmensch. You know what it means, a Luftmensch? What's a Luftmensch? Ernie, you want to translate for everybody? What does it mean, a Luftmensch? Yeah. He's in the air. A Jaitzach, a Luftmensch. A Luftmensch. Good. As good as they come. Because most of these chevra are sweethearts. That's also part of it. There's a certain teva also that has a lot to do with the teva also being matok, sweet. But luft, in the air. In the air. See, a certain kind of a sweetness and a friendliness, it doesn't necessarily demand the intensity that his kashrus requires. So there are people that you and I know in our lives that we say, yeah, he's a good guy, a little bit too intense for me. It might be exactly what the doctor ordered for you. A little bit too intense. You like the guy that's, hey, you know, hit and run. Sweet, good, nice, how's it going? Gives you a big hug. Sei gesund. That's like the certain type of, it's a machayev. He's not machayev anything. It's not like the kind of guy that says, like, you know, the worst thing is you like trying to enjoy yourself to have a spare rib at some smorgasbord, and the guy says, what are you learning? You know those guys? Like, what are you learning? No, what are you learning? I'm learning something. What are you holding? What are you holding? I'm holding. I'm just about to get to the fat. You're like, you know, we admire these people. You know, they're like, we respect them, we admire these people. But it's like inconvenient type, difficult type. You know, what are you learning type? The ones that ask those questions. Like, you know, I they put me, I'm in a chasna, so I said, don't put me like at the rabbinical table with these guys. You know, just put me my friends, the guys from shul. You know, I'm a chevra. Just to relax a little bit. Which is, of course, everybody needs that. But if you find that's the whole mahus of who you are, not because you need a little bit of a break, it's fine to have a time to relax, but if you find that, like, that those people in your life that you're avoiding, and not because there's anything wrong with them, just because they take things very seriously, and there's a certain degree of hiskashus that they expect in a relationship, it could be your wife, so then there's a problem. There's a problem. Hulo hiskashu eminyan klal. So you could be a part of this chabur, you're going to this shir. He's going to talk about this a little bit, you know, with the Daf Yomi. The Daf Yomi plays into this. The Daf Yomi is holy of holies, Kodesh Kodashim. But you understand that it plays into this personality perfectly. It plays into this type of personality. And you have to be so disciplined to be an Ishi Sodi if the Daf Yomi is going to really make a difference in your life. Or you're just going to be somebody that did the Daf. I mean, you could be sleeping, and you have the thing on your head, and you say to your wife, "I did the daf. You know, I did it. How did you do it?" He's going to talk about that. The daf yomi, there were tzaddikim that they didn't go for the daf yomi. You know that. Not all the tzaddikim are fond of it. Not because the chalila, not happy the Jews are learning a blot of Gemara a day, but there are certain personalities that it just does not. They don't grow. The facts are then, of course, the limuschus is at least this guy has got at least he's got that time of the day that he's learning the Daf Yomi. At least he has that. So maybe it's going to help with it become more of a yesodiyistic person, so it could help with that. But there is a reason why, among all the holy reasons, there's a reason why the Daf Yomi is so unbelievably popular. And if you're a person who learns the Daf, and you feel that, Sedani, asiti mashah, asiti. I did my Daf today. And that's all that God expected of you for that day. And even the daf that you did, you don't remember the next minute. You don't remember the next minute. Did you chazer at all? Did you review the daf? What did you do Friday night? What did you do on Shabbos? You don't have time during the week. A person who's an Ishi Sodi, when he learns the daf yomi, every 3 minutes he has during the day, he's got the Gemara with him, and he's chazering. He's looking it over again. And he's going into the Gemara. He's looking up to see something in Taisus. He wants to see a little bit of Pnei Yeshua over here. Something. Something. The guy that's not chlal like that, he did his daf. Zehu. Bye-bye. I'll see you 7 years from now. That's the end of it. It's not for everybody. It's a gewaldige thing, but it plays into a certain personality also. That's not to take away chas v'chalila from anybody that's doing the daf or from the inyan of the daf, which is kodesh kodashim. But you have to know who you are. He'll talk about it in a few minutes. Los kashem in yiklal. You could be your third siyum hashas, and say, oh wow, you must be something. Take out your pen and paper. We're having a little bechina on shas. So you said you learned shas three times. We're having a bechina. I need some time to. I need a quarter of a century, a little bit of using. I need some time to review my daf. So what did happen? What happened with the daf? It's not because you don't have a good memory. You weren't mekushe b'shas ma'is either. You're a spectator. If you would be living in some little shtetl out of town, and they say, hey, look, they have a bunch of balei tshuva, and who are you? Say, I went to yeshiva my whole life. Oh, we're waiting for you. Can you give the daf? Then you're going to know the daf. I know people like that. That they left New York where they were just spectators to Yiddishkeit. They were listening to the daf, and they were spectators. And then I know a person like this, that he had to move to someplace else in America where there were very, very, it was mostly some balei tshuva there. And he came, and they were all excited. He said, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, I don't know anything. He says, no, you went to yeshiva. We need somebody, because the rabbi, whatever, he says, we need somebody to learn with us the Daf Yomi. And this guy said, I never my whole life have been so excited about my Yiddish guy, my learning. I'm a different person. So he told me. He works on the Daf 2-3 hours. He prepares the Daf. He says, I'm a different person. And I reviewed. He says, I feel like And they're asking me questions, and they're smart. They ask me good questions, and I have to be prepared, and I'm learning. It's when you become mekusha to something. You have people that are in a marriage for 20 years. Lo mekusharim bechlal, lo mekusha. Without his kashrus. Good people. Nice. I'm not talking about chas v'shalom, bad stuff. Not his kashrus. Without his kashrus to the person. It's not panim el panim his kashrus. It's not. Ve'ech yitzel la'afik to'olos mizeh. So when you're learning without his kashrus, it doesn't make a difference if it's Tanya, if it's Be'er Chaim, it's a Gemara. You're learning without his kashrus. So then it doesn't change you. Yeah, we have a Kabbalah that when a person dies, Svansik, so there's a nice malachal, and the malach before they take you to the din Torah, so this malach chazes over you all the Torah that you ever learned that you forgot. There's such a tradition that we have that there's a malach that chazes over you all the Torah that you learned. But we're not talking about what happens in the next world. We're talking about the person you want to be in this world, and you never became that. You never got close to it. You never changed from the time that you were a kid. B'shem Yishmuel Kosov B'Pasuk Haskeis Ushma Yisrael. Shabir Kefil Aloshon Haskeis Ushma. Haskeis is also Aloshon, like the Mepharshim say. It means pay attention and listen. So what do you have to say? Pay attention and listen. Haskeis Ushma. Shma! Pay attention and listen. Hushe Shomei Divrei Torah or Divrei Saras Sorach Mikodem L'Hiskonein U'Litzayi B'Machshavto Mahu Oimid Atalazas. Because the right way to learn is when a person pays attention and listens. The two things here, paying attention and listening. He prepares himself. He walks into a shir, hineni muchnim zumen, nothing else in the world exists. No, I'll get back to you. Nothing else in the world exists. I'm here and I'm being makash myself to the Rebbe. I'm being makash myself to my chavrusa. I'm being makash myself to the Gemara, to the Rambam, whatever it is. I'm being makash myself to the Tanya. I'm being with the Hiskashas. This is what I'm preparing to do. V'lo yipol otoch divrei haTorah kesumah b'arubah. Not like he just dropped in like a person who never can see and he's lost in a place. Ele yochnes nafshu sh'omer lishmo diburim ke'elo shiviyu l'dei Yisraelim l'kadosh baruch. A person of Yisod, before he comes to the Shir on Tuesday, He reviews what he learned on Monday. He goes over what he learned on Monday. He doesn't just fall into this year. He reviews what he learned on Monday. He takes out the sefer before he goes into the shir. Even if he has 10 minutes, he chazes over what he learned. So when he comes into to the next day to the shir, he's holding by yesterday. He comes to the shir prepared. And when you do that, when you haskes ushma, when you pay attention and you listen, so then you come to Yisrael Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vizal haskes ushma Yisrael, shalifnei hashma, before shma, sarach leos haskes. Haskes means to stop, quiet. Everything else in your life, nothing, there's nothing. It's just to pay attention, to be where you have to be right now. And in that matzav, sheyitzayir bedaito v'yachshav ma she'osid la'asos, to prepare for what you want to do. Shelokol dover shebekdusha tzar hachana. The Svarim talks so much about the hachanas, the tzaddikim, they made such hachanas. I've told you many times that Rabbi Leib Leiger, Schus Yelena, he was a moil also, Rabbi Leib Leiger. And he used to always, you know, there was so much, there was a whole thing against him because he used to make the bris right by Shkia. He used to make the, when he was Marley, he spent the whole day preparing for a bris. And they had times against him, and his family had, all the family, the Agus and the Seifers, they're formidable people. They had to defend him because the others, there was so much against what he was doing. He would spend the whole day making hachanis before he would give a bris. And the bris itself, they say, nobody ever did it faster. It was unbelievable. Very often, he was the sandik and the moil. He would throw the talus over his head, and it was finished. Yes. But for 12 hours, he was walking around the room making achanis. Achanis. That's what I'm talking about, achanis. Ashikadishonov mitzvah sefitzivano. Ashikadishonov mitzvah sefitzivano. That's the inyan of achanis for a mitzvah, to prepare for a mitzvah, to be in that place. How the chassidim mishonim used to prepare for davening, not to fall into shul. Not to come in 3 minutes, 5 minutes, like people at the davening. It's to fall into a shul, to come in like that. Achanis, learning and davening, to come with the midah of yisod, this is a different world. Shem Yishmul is explaining this. She yitzhar b'dayt v'yashu v'masa ozla, shal kol dob shkuz yeh, v'ayidei zeh hu miskash v'lo dover, v'chidiv v'herav ha-kodesh mikotsk, ala posik, it says, v'yikach mikol ha-bo b'yodo, min chila esav Achiv. So it says by Yaakov, you know, that Yaakov took whatever he could grab, and he brought it as a gift to his brother Esav. So the Koska didn't have any rachmanis even on Yaakov. You know that. So he says, "Sha'odam sha'oisa mitzvah ba'ifin kilu nafal liyado kol abal liyado." He says, if you do a mitzvah like this, kol abal liyado, you know, whatever you happen to grab a mitzvah, you grab a davening. Yichap a mincha, yichap. Everybody's so proud that they live in a neighborhood where you can have shuls where they daven like this, you know. Now, I always saw that this is a terrible chisaron. It's a terrible chisaron in the etzem of a person, these kind of places, what they call these minion factories. It's a terrible chisaron that it makes in a person. Of course, it's, if you have to say a kaddish, you don't have a place to go. It's a very wonderful thing to have a place where you can always get a minion. But the etzem in the person, of who a person is, to have this kind of a life, where you go and there's always, you know, Ashur Shavisach, and you always, and if there's another place, they're already holding the Mishum Esrei, so you go a little bit to the place, they're already holding the Mishum Esrei, not to the Ashrei. I have already, they're going to soon be up to Chazar Sashatz. Yeah, you move a little bit over to the right, and you can find, if you're in the Shtiblach, right, go to the next, over there, you hear the next one, where you look in the guy's sitter, and he sees he's in the Kwai Shemun Esrei. Okay, it's like by, he's still by, Hashiven Avinla Sarasacha. The other place is starting, in this room, they're starting Ashrei. He's holding Hashiven Avinla Sarasacha. Don't go over to Hashiven Avinla, go over to Hashiven Avinla Sarasacha. This guy's all Yutzloch, he's holding Ashrei. This guy's already holding Hashiven Avinla Sarasacha. Yes, you know, this is a better opportunity. And to live like this your whole life. You have people, they live like that now. It's just, you know, somewhere in Bar Park, they live their whole lives like this. An Ashrei, Hashiven. Like this. Yep. It's nice. What's the madrig of such a thing? In Pnimius. That's what the Baruch Shalom meant when he told us to daven, that we should go like this. That's not what he meant. We should go daven like that. So the Koska says this word. If your Yiddishkeit is in this way of kolabol yodo, whatever happens to come your way, azayhu chasushal mincha la'esav achiv. Because that's a gift, not to Hashem. That mincha is a mincha la'esav. That's what he said. that present that you're thinking you're doing a mitzvah for Hashem, you're doing a mitzvah, it's the Esav. Chazak says it's the Esav. Oh, it's a gift to Esav. It's not a gift to the Baruch Shalom. Such a davening is a gift. That's what he said. Minchala Esav. It's a minchala Esav. Kolabar biyad. You grab whatever mitzvah, like this, comes your way, whatever's convenient for you. This shul, this minyan, this mincha, this shachris, this whatever. It's whatever. That's a mincha la esavach. It's a mincha to esav. It's not a mincha to the Baruch Shalom. It's a very strong word from the Kosk. But he was an ishamis, you understand. And every person, all of us know that, be'etzim. In ourselves, we know that's not what the Kosh Baruch Hu had in mind. But that is the, again, this is the behavior of the of a person that is lo mekushar, without the meat of your soul. And then when it comes to Kedusha, these are all of the steps that lead to Chalila, a terrible, terrible, terrible nefilas in the world of Kedusha. To be a person that does not have a yesod, a kviyas, to be an ish yesodi, the opposite of that is pagam habris. All of this is called pagam habris. Whatever we're talking about is called pagam habris. What happens with that part of the body is just the culmination of a way of life that's called Pagam habris. Pagam habris. Without his kashas. Without his kashas. So we have to understand more how this affects our lives. And Bez Hashem, when we understand the sickness, to be able to improve it, to work on it.